RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Faggot Brendan! It is the Casa and Jansen program without Heather, without Gov, without Greg, without Costa.
Yeah, it's just me and you and
reunited. Yes,
me and Paul Serra.
And Paul Serra. Paul Serra, who everybody in the Michigan area is hoping his favorite college football team comes up with a big win in their next game.
Yeah, what's the what's your thoughts? Obviously, it's Miami over the Ohio State.
Well, we do share a I hate Ohio State just as much as you guys because they stole a national title
yes,
from
they
us.
Did. Yes, they did.
So I kind of want them to win. Obviously, I want them to win the whole thing, but the game plan didn't exactly excite me offensively against Texas A&M. Hopefully, they don't do that.
Hey, that's all they had to do against Texas A&M. They didn't want to show too much against and allow Matty P time to prepare for him offensively. So he's going to be wondering what's going on. I'm glad that you said that you really have a disdain for Ohio State. Obviously, everybody has their reasons, but I'm wondering if most fan bases look at Ohio State the same way.
I think most fans hate them except for their fans.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I mean, there's no one that's on the fence like, I don't really mind.
Look, I have Penn State people in my life, and they hate Ohio State. There's no love lost for Michigan by those people. Because Michigan, I think, is below Ohio State in the hate meter from people. But there are a lot of people.
Yes, we all know that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I know people who live in the East Coast who they think their Michigan alum friends in their neighborhoods, because there's a lot of like New Yorkers who are in Michigan, are just arrogant as hell. And all
well,
that
we
stuff.
Can be very confident.
I'm arrogant.
Not a lot of room for confidence right now.
No, there's not. We'll get into that, sorry to say, S show that's going on in Ann Arbor a little bit later. But on this Christmas Eve day,
yes,
let's rejoice in our winter teams. I mean, a year ago, if I would have told you, hey, on December 24th, 2025, the Lions would be fighting for their playoff lives and the Pistons would be the one seed in the East. And the Red Wings would be the two seed in the East, you'd say, what the hell are you smoking?
Two seed in the East, but tied in points.
Yes.
So, I mean, hey, that tiebreaker, all of a sudden, get one more game, and they could be the one seed in the East as well.
They could, and they'll play. It'll be the battle. They play at Carolina on Friday night or Saturday. I don't know.
Yeah.
They resume. They have their little break. But, yeah, that's where we're going to start. Look, we'll get into the Lions. They play tomorrow on Christmas. We have the power surge. We have the picks. We have all sorts of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to start off with what happened first last night at Little Caesars Arena. And in a game that TNT did a triple header. So the game started it's supposed to start at 6:30.
Right.
And it started a little late because the first game went long, their Pittsburgh-Toronto game.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a good test for the Red Wings because the Dallas Stars, probably the second best team in the whole league right now behind the wagon that is the Colorado Avalanche. I mean, when you watch Dallas play, just the talent that they have.
Sure.
Oh, man, Rettinen's great, and you know Robertson's playing good, and Rupe Hintz, and they're really a really good team. And the Wings took it to them in the first period. Dallas came back and took control, especially with a goal late in the second. Wings tied it, then Dallas went ahead, and then late in the game with, about 4:03 left to play on a power play, the Wings tied it with a Larkin scoring the goal, but it was the pass by JVR, and he left the game earlier when he got a shot blocked. He got hit by the puck, and he came back. The pass that he made to Larkin was unbelievable. Larkin scores the goal, and then in overtime, Larkin gets the game winner as well, and the Wings, a thrilling win, a thrilling 4-3 overtime win. Larkin now has 20 goals. He had, like I said, two goals, JVR with a goal and an assist. And quietly, that's been a really good pickup for Steve Yzerman. We got to give him credit for that. He's been really good. Finney with the other goal. But it's three straight wins.
Yep.
John Gibson, who looked like me playing goal early in the season, has really stepped up his game. Eight straight, he has won. The Wings are 9-2-2 in their last 13 games. Pretty damn impressive. And the place, like I said, at least it seemed to be on television, was, and with people I know who were there, it was rocking last night.
Oh, I'm sure it was. Let me ask you this question, because on Monday we did the overreactions. Mm-hmm. And one of them that Gov put in this week was, I think it was the very last one,
yes,
about the Detroit Red Wings. Is it, is it an overreaction to say that they're going to be in the playoffs? And I know your answer at that time was much more reserved than mine. And I'm not sitting there going, yeah, it's a guarantee. I do think that they'll be a playoff team. Having seen them play a couple more games, and especially against the way that they played last night against the Stars, would you shift your anticipation to, if we're going off at 100%, maybe you're a 51 now that they make the playoffs?
Oh, yeah, I would say that. And the reason I'm not stronger on it is just, it's a beat down by what's happened in the last few years.
Okay, but this is a different team.
I understand.
It's a different coach.
I completely understand. I'll get to that in a second, too. But as good as they're playing, with 47 points tied for the number one seed, Carolina has a tiebreaker because they haven't played as many games. If they go on a losing streak, which teams do, not just them, in a week, 10 days, they could be out of the playoffs because the team that's not in the playoffs is 41 points.
Sure.
But so it's so easy to say.
Okay, Stoney.
Yeah. Yes, 51% I think they'll make the playoffs.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
It would have taken one night, and they would have gone from number one in their division or in the East, or one or two, to out of the playoffs.
Right.
Now, as you mentioned, it would take a week to 10 days. Like, that's the path that you're supposed to take, right? They're not going to run away with anything.
No.
But they've got to be able to quietly, at a point here and there, in terms of advantage.
Yeah.
And they're starting to do that.
You are correct. And you mentioned the coach. At this time last year, the Red Wings, after 38 games, were 16-18-4 for 36 points. This year, they're 22-13-3, 47 points. Now, the games don't exactly match up, but 2 days from right now, last year, Steve Yzerman fired Derek Lalonde.
Made a change.
Okay. If my math is correct, since Todd McClellan took over, at that point, and when you include the record this year, they're 48-31-7. Pretty damn good, if you ask me. So, yeah, I think if I had to bet, I'd bet they'd make the playoffs. They still have issues as far as toughness and that type of thing. Absolutely.
Right. And I know when they were at the 82 game mark, with they played 86 now, so it's four more. When they were at the 82 game mark, I think they were, if you were going to take the end, when Todd McClellan took over, they had 95 points. Do you anticipate this team is going to be in the 90s when it's all said and done? And do you think that's going to be enough to get into the playoffs?
So they're 22, I got to do a little math here. 35, so they've played 38 games, which means they have, 44 left. And they got 47 points. I think they'll get in the 90s.
Yeah.
They should.
They should, which, I mean, if you're going to be in the 90s, I mean, what's the cut line this year?
It's so tight, like always, but especially now this year, it's really.
So if the cut line is 89, 90, 92,
I think they got a really good shot. I think they have a really good shot. So hopefully they'll stay healthy. I know Kane didn't play. He's out. I think he's coming back at Carolina on Friday night or Saturday night.
Yeah.
And the Leafs are here on Sunday. That team won yesterday. They're struggling. So a lot of hockey to be played, but it's more than the points. It's just the way they're playing. They're much more exciting. They're much more responsible in their own end. And some of their younger players are playing really well. And then the veterans, like we mentioned, including JVR, it's really helped. So
how much do you credit that, just being more responsible because you got some young players in there and you wouldn't expect responsibility throughout the course of a season to follow young players around. Mm-hmm. How much of it is the development of the team and some of the influence of DeBrincat and Larkin and some of the older guys, and how much of it would you credit to the Todd McClellan?
A lot to McClellan. Maybe 60% to McClellan and his staff, because the power play is back to being pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Tanguay's deal. And then Trent Yawney is in charge of the defense, and they've played much better. So, yeah, that is really, really good. The other team in town last night, the Pistons, 136 to 127. Once again, lots of guys with good games. Tobias, the old man with 24. Cade, 23 points, 14 assists. JD, 23 points, 13 rebounds. They shot 54%,
mm-hmm.
Over 40%, 44% from three. Now, I watched about the first half before I went to bed. They were like playing in a gym league game. Sacramento, no resistance. And the Pistons, you let the Pistons run. And those young guys, Thompson, those guys, you'll run down the floor. And they put on a show. I mean, look, Sacramento, DeRozan and Westbrook, the senior citizens, they combined for 64 points. The Pistons are 24-6. They're 3.5 ahead of the Knicks for the number one seed in the East. And at this time last year,
yes,
after 30 games, they were 13-17. So 24-6 to 13-17, from 13-17 for the Pistons. The Red Wings, from 16-18-4 last year to 22-13-3.
Now, I know, we'll talk about it when we come back, but there are some things that I think are really exciting, but yet it's still, you got to be cautious mm-hmm. with what we're seeing with both the Wings and the Pistons.
The telephone number, 248-539-9797. We'll take your texts, your phone calls. It's the Costa and Jansen Show with me, Stoney, in for Costa on 97.1.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is one of the better ones.
Absolutely.
Love Frosty.
Also sets up one of my favorite jokes of all time.
Oh, please do.
What's the difference between snowmen and snow women?
I'll refrain, but go ahead.
Snowballs. You never heard that before?
No. Love it. I absolutely love it. We built the snowman. Last time it snowed, we built the snowman. I built Teddy this little, it's a Teddy size picnic table. Mm-hmm. That it's his own, right? It's his, it's built for a gigantic 4-year-old. Mm-hmm. And on top of the table, that's where we build the snowman because it was a wet, heavy snow.
Right.
And it's right outside our kitchen, the sliding doors. And so we built it. And until it rained recently, we had this creepy snowman looking at us every time we sat down to eat. And it had carrot nose. Mm-hmm. And we put the gumdrop eyes in it because I'd originally gone with chocolate chips, but they just, kind of melted away. And so we went to gumdrop eyes, but the gumdrop eyes, the squirrels came up and ate those.
Oh.
And so then it was just the skeleton of a snowman with gigantic holes for its eyes.
Wow.
Staring at us. Yeah, it was very creepy.
You couldn't find charcoal?
No, we did not have that. We have a gas fireplace, so
yeah,
the charcoal is
lame.
All right,
248-539-9797. Love to hear from you on the Red Wings. It's 1 year since Derek Lalonde was let go. And I want to hear from the Pistons about, your thoughts on them as well. I mean, they've been incredible. I mean, they haven't played the hardest schedule, but I don't care that Portland and Sacramento are not, great teams. I mean, Sabonis is injured for the Kings. But back-to-back on the West Coast is never easy no matter who you play.
No.
And they took care of business.
Well, we've seen the Wings do that on the West Coast too.
Yes.
Like they've been good on the West Coast trips. Like that, and that's where you're looking at some of the young guys going, maybe this is more real than we wanted to originally believe.
Right.
Because they're taking on some of those, those tough situations, those tough West Coast trips. And I think it leads to, obviously, on the wing side of things, how are they going to handle the long break that is basically, what, February?
Yes.
I don't even think there's a game at the beginning. There's like two or three games at the end of February.
Yeah. I don't believe they have a home game in February.
No, they do not. And so how are they going to handle that very unique situation, mm-hmm. especially with all the young guys? So obviously some hurdles to get over still, and the Pistons are going to play Utah, L.A., both the L.A. teams on their West Coast trip there. The thing about the Pistons is, and you're looking at it going, okay, well, you know, we've seen OKC lose a couple of games recently, and they're only two back of them in terms of overall record and where their standing is in the NBA. They don't play them, I think, until like mid-February, and that's going to be February 25. That's going to be a lot of fun, mm-hmm. and you just mentioned it. The Pistons last year at this point, fighting to get to 500.
Correct.
Then they played much better at the end of the season, obviously making the playoffs, losing to the Knicks in the first round. Mm-hmm. If that's a trait of this team, unlike the Wings, where they seem to fall apart every March,
right?
Is that a trend for JB and these Pistons that, hey, they started off great, but they're going to continue to get better throughout the course of the year when they are playing the tougher part of their schedule?
And they should get better because, you know, they should be healthier. They're playing a lot of guys. You know, he's 10 a lot in many nights,
sure,
most nights 10, and a decent amount of minutes, too.
And there were games where, hey, there was no Jalen Duren. There was no Cade Cunningham.
Yes.
They're top guys, and then they were still able to win those games.
Absolutely. And so their bodies are not, you know,
beat up.
Exactly.
Yeah, they haven't gone with load management per se, but because of injuries, they haven't been beat up. And we talked about the other night when Cade fouled out. I think he only had like 32 minutes, or
it was less
than that.
Yeah. 28, 29 minutes.
And so even if you're playing and you're getting less than 30 minutes and still winning, mm-hmm. that's a great recipe.
Yeah. As far as the Wings go, I mean, I was watching, they interviewed Larkin after the game on TNT, and he was talking about how, I think Anson Carter actually, I can't stand when they do those remote interviews because they always say, hey, Dylan, Ace here. Listen, you know, they always have to
introduce themselves.
Is there no monitor there that they're watching? Probably not.
No, there's not.
Yeah, so. Anyway.
So, yeah, they do say, hey, this is the guy that's talking to you, because right. they may not recognize the voice in those.
Yeah, I get it.
The remote headphones can always not necessarily be great
just,
audio.
It's just weird. It's like, especially when they do in the NBA, hey, Shaq here. Yeah, we can tell. Anyway, they were talking about, you know, all the years where Larkin grew up, you know, watching playoff games at Joe Louis Arena and things like that. And Anson Carter said, you know, usually when we come, you know, watch games at Little Caesars Arena, the place is kind of dead. And Larkin said, well, to be fair, these teams, we finally have a team here that's worth cheering for.
Yeah, he's right.
Yeah,
he's right. And they are fun to watch. They do play, both the Pistons and the Wings mm-hmm. are playing a fun brand of their sport.
Right. Now, you could argue that the Wings are not exactly playing playoff-type hockey, so to speak. You know, when they're not the most physical team that you need in the playoffs, but that's okay for right now. We'll worry about that later.
Sure. I mean, so it begs the question. We're not going to dive into it this early, but can they add that piece? Or
maybe.
At the deadline?
Hopefully.
Hopefully, sure, well, yeah.
Based on track record in this town, the answer is no.
And truthfully, though, they're just speaking, the team needs to see what playoff hockey's like just to get there and see it, what
yes,
it's like.
It's
a lot
different.
Of these guys, John, have never been to the playoffs, so they don't even know right. what the physicality level jumps up to once you get there. So they have to at least experience it before they can adapt to it and maybe go on longer runs.
I've always said that when we get to the end of the season, and I know it's been a tough March for, 4 years in a row? 3 years at least, when you thought, oh, maybe we got a chance to get into the postseason. And I've always said, you know, and there are that brand of fan that will say, hey, I just want the season to be over. I can't
right.
stand watching this team anymore. I'm frustrated. Why get into the first round of the playoffs if you're just going to lose? That's the exact reason why you get into the playoffs, because you need to know what the speed of the playoffs is, what the physicality is. My rookie season on the NFL, like, there was clearly a different speed going from preseason to regular season.
Right.
And then we played Detroit in the first round.
Yeah, that was a cakewalk.
Well, was it a cake? That's not the point. The point is, as soon as that ball was snapped, I was like, holy cow, this, like, it ramps up so much. And I learned so much just in that first set of downs going against Robert Porche. And he still owes me about 10 grand because he got in a fight with Trey and I was standing around and I got fined for it. So, yeah, every time I see Robert Porche, I'm like, man, you owe me. But, yeah, but there is great value. The Pistons learned it last year.
Yes, they did.
And hopefully they're able to learn those lessons. And we've seen Cade be better in fourth quarters. Hopefully that carries over into the playoffs. But you've got to witness it and feel it, see it. And it's, sometimes it's just the disappointment of losing at that point that motivates you to do better as you're going forward. That experience matters.
And in hockey, more, I think, than even basketball, although you can sit there and say the Pistons were kind of robbed in game four on the Hardaway. Should have been, he was fouled. They never called it at the end of the game. The officiating in playoff hockey is a lot different than the officiating in the regular season. They usually let them play a little bit more. Yeah, so there's more physical bumps and bruises and things like that. So that's something that, yes, they have to get used to. Because as good as they're playing, I mean, who's really physical on this team? You know, Sider, Evanson at times. Sherratt is probably their most physical defenseman. And up front, the guys aren't, wusses or anything like that. I'm not suggesting that.
There's a difference.
Right. Rasmussen is physical, not as much as I would like, but, those type of players, JVR will mix it up if he has to.
Yeah.
I
always love the terms in different sports, and grit is kind of one of those things that carries over to different sports. We use it a lot here in Detroit.
Oh, yes, we do.
But the one that you always hear in hockey is sandpaper.
Yes.
Got to get those guys with sandpaper.
Absolutely.
It always makes me laugh.
Yes. Jim Leland used to call, I forget the term he used. It wasn't sandpaper. It was something like that. Like the greasy guys or something like that you need.
Got to have
team.
Some greasy guys. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
That was one of the things I really liked when Langdon added Duncan Robinson. It's because Duncan Robinson's seen every level of NBA playoffs experience you can have. He's been to the finals a couple times. He's went through the East. He played great teams in the West. Like, that brings a level of experience where there's nothing going to faze him when the Pistons get to the playoffs.
Right. Same thing with, to a lesser extent, Tobias Harris, who's been in some playoff situations, hasn't always performed great in the playoffs, but at least he's been there. All right. The telephone number is 248-539-9797. Coming up around 6:50. We'll delve into the Lions. Of course, they play on Christmas Day tomorrow against the Minnesota Vikings right here on 97.1. But coming up next, it's the Picks, 97.1.
Well, it's time for our picks. We're doing it early, obviously. Lions play tomorrow. We got bowl games to pick, a big weekend ahead. Just to recap the stats, last week Tom went 5-2, so did Jim, instead of Cookies. Heather 3-4. Greg was 2-5, as was I, which is kind of standard operating procedure for me.
Whoa. What the hell's going on here? I'm looking at these standings.
Oh, I'm terrible at picks. Terrible.
Costa leads. It's not a surprise, although what Heather won last year, right?
Yeah.
So she's back to
middle of the pack. Mm-hmm. Cookies but is one game under 500.
Nobody's over 500.
No, which is...
You're 14 games out, 45-74?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, let's please emphasize that some more. Would you like to say it again? I'm in last place.
I'm very disappointed. Whoa, look at me. The one time I did it, I was 4-3.
4-3. All right, so...
I'm in first place by percentage.
Yes, you are the only one in one week over 500.
All right, thank you very much.
So we're going to start off with the game above, which is Northwestern laying 11.5 to the Central Michigan Chippewas. And I'm going to go with Northwestern in this one. They play a physical brand. We talked to Coach Braun yesterday. I just think that it's going to be too much Northwestern. And not that they have, blazing speed on the edges, but they do play physical, they play disciplined, and I think it's going to be enough to overtake the chips and cover the spread. So I'll take Northwestern.
If this wasn't a bowl game, I'd be with you, because anytime Central Michigan plays a Power 5 this year, I mean, Pitt beat them by 28, Michigan beat them by 60. But crazy things happen in bowl games. They'll have a home field advantage. I don't think they win the game.
At Ford Field, they'll have a home field advantage?
Central Michigan will.
Yeah. No, it's not that far from Chicago or from Evanston.
I know, but I think there'll be more Central Michigan fans.
Could be a couple.
Than there will be Northwestern fans.
They'll be boisterous. They'll be loud.
Oh, Costas, we found out whether Costas going
yet? No, he's crawled into his hole.
Fire up chips. They'll be come on. I'm going to take the chips and the points.
Oh, boy. Paul?
So, you want me to pick for me, Jim?
Yeah, pick for you, and then we'll go through those that are not here.
I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to take Northwestern. I think they're just a better football team. Home field advantage I don't think really matters that much. Unfortunately, Stoney, I'm sorry. So, yeah, I'll take Northwestern.
All right. And I'm not sure which order you're ready to go in, but let's go with Tom.
Tom's going with Central Michigan.
Okay. And Heather?
Heather is going with us, John. She's taking Northwestern.
Okay. All right. That's good to know. And she likes to pick opposite, obviously, Jim and Tom, because she's trying to catch them. So, but not knowing what they were, let's go with Greg.
Greg is also taking Central Michigan.
Ooh, split right down the middle. Mm-hmm. All right. So the Pop-Tarts Bowl, the one that Notre Dame...
We didn't hear from Costa yet.
Oh, well, Costa's taking Central Michigan.
Okay, I just want to make... Of course he is. Yes. Well, sorry. I didn't even write his name down.
This is alma mater.
Completely unbiased.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's an unbiased pick.
Will Stallions be on the sideline?
Possibly, in disguise.
Yes, does he need to be disguised anymore? Pop-Tarts Bowl, the one that Notre Dame opted out of. BYU, Georgia Tech. BYU is laying 4.5. Stoney.
I think BYU wants to prove to the world that they're really good and, you know, they got screwed. They're 6-2 against the spread this season. I say take the Fighting Mormons and lay the points.
The Fighting Mormons. All right, Paul.
I'm with Stoney on this. I'm taking BYU. I'm laying the points.
Well, for those that are here, it's going to be a clean sweep because BYU, most of their players are playing, obviously, a young quarterback. These guys, like you said, Stoney, they want to prove that they should have been in the college football playoffs. Georgia Tech, they got a lot to prove as well, but I think the motivation is on BYU's side. So now let's go with Tom.
Tom is going with Georgia Tech.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Heather.
Heather is going with us. She's going with BYU.
All right, yeah. 2-for-2 there with between you and I and Heather. Greg?
Greg is going with Georgia Tech. He's with Tom on this.
Okay, and how about Cookies?
And Cookies is going with BYU. So Tom and Greg are on their own little Georgia Tech island together.
Yep, all right. And so that leads us now to the NFL.
The National Football League.
Mm-hmm. And let's go with Paul. Chargers, given 1.5 to the Texans.
I'm going to take the Texans. I think the Texans have the best defense in football right now, the way the guys are rushing the passer. I mean, the Chargers' O-line is devastated with injuries. I really don't know how. I mean, I get Justin Herbert 6'6", and he's hard to bring down, but I don't really get how they protect him at all in this game. Yeah, give me the Texans.
You and I, again, lockstep. I'm going with the Texans for a lot of the same reasons. When you get two guys coming off the edge like Houston has, the way that defense is playing, and the Chargers, it's kind of been amazing to me that they've been as good as they are. I'll talk about it more when we get to the power surge. But when you look, Justin Herbert with the broken hand, I'm impressed by him. If they make the playoffs, they get in, is he able to finally get that playoff win? I don't think he gets it done today or this weekend, so I'm going to go with the Texans.
The Texans, like everybody says, just a great defensive team. The Chargers' offensive line has been so beat up. They've done a great job. Harbaugh, say what you want about him, his personality and all that. He's an unbelievable coach. But I'm going to take the points. Give me the Texans as well.
Okay. All right, Tom.
Tom is going with the Texans. I'll give you a hint, guys. Every one of us is going with the Texans except one man's on an island, and that man loves cookies. Jim Costa is the only one taking the Chargers.
Wow.
Heather's taking to the Texans. Tom's taking the Texans. Greg's taking the Texans. Everyone's on the Texans except for Costa.
Wow. Cookies loves himself some Harbaugh.
Yeah.
How about that?
I did not figure that out. Did not think that was going to happen.
So we'll go in division. We've got the Packers. -2.5 against the Ravens. I'll start this one off, and this one's tough because you're down a couple of quarterbacks with the Packers. I don't know if Jordan Love, have they actually declared that he's out? I know he's taking steps through the protocol. Maybe he's in, maybe he's out. I'm going to go with the Ravens. They've got to win to keep their playoff hopes alive, and I'm not going to root against That defense, I just think that they're too much and the Packers will turn the ball over.
Jordan Love did take some throws yesterday. Yeah. I believe he's getting better. I don't know what Malik Willis' situation is. People were talking about Clayton Tune. Here's what I think is going to happen. I think the Packers are going to wait and see what happens tomorrow. If the Lions lose and the Packers are pretty much guaranteed to be
a playoff spot, yeah.
I think maybe Love sits. So the Ravens, even though Lamar's not playing, they have a chance to win and still get in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So give me the Ravens and the points.
All right. Paul?
Yeah, I think I'm with Stoney's reasoning on this. I think I will take the Ravens and the points as well, just because I do feel like the Packers will wait and see what's going on tomorrow with the Lions game. And even then, I mean, I feel like the Packers have a better team than the Ravens, but the Ravens actually have something to fight for, desperately fight for, so I'll take the Ravens.
All right, the group of vacationers, Tom.
Tom is on the Ravens with us.
Okay, Heather?
Heather's on the Packers.
Okay, Greg?
Greg is taking the Packers, and Costa is also taking the Packers.
Okay, a lot of Packer love there. So we move on to the Bills. Laying 2.5 to the Eagles. Stoney, start us off.
Well, the Eagles, have they figured it out? They've won 2 in a row. However, they were against the Las Vegas Raiders and the Washington Commanders minus Jaden Daniels. People are starting to feel a little better about the Eagles. Obviously, they got the running game going a little bit. Buffalo, the game is in Buffalo. It's not going to be that cold, and Philly's used to the cold, so I don't think that's going to be a factor. I'm going to take the Bills because I still don't think the Eagles have figured everything out yet.
Okay. Paul?
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm going to have to agree with Stoney. I'm going to take the Bills because Josh Allen is an alien right now. And, yeah, I mean, the Eagles are so – I don't know what to get from the Eagles, but at the same time, I don't know what to get from the Bills because they should have lost to the Patriots and then they came back and won. But I'm just going to take the guy who's the best quarterback in the world right at this moment, and that's Josh Allen.
Yeah, I'm going Josh Allen and the Bills as well. With that run game, the Eagles have struggled to stop the run, and Josh Allen can just about do anything. So I'll go Bills. How about the vacationing group, Tom?
Tom is on the Eagles.
Okay. Heather?
Heather's with the Bills. Greg's with the Bills. Costa's with the Eagles.
Okay. Now we move on to the Niners and Bears. Paul, you start us off.
I'm going to take the 49ers. I don't know how they keep
doing
it.
3.5 points, by the way.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're favored by.
I don't know how they keep doing it. Shanahan's a wizard. Brock Purdy just threw 5 touchdowns. Like, I get the Bears are good in all these last-minute comebacks, and that's great. I think the 49ers just punch him in the mouth and win, though.
I normally would go with that as well, but I'm going with Bears because Bears played Saturday, Niners played Monday, and that couple extra days at this time of the year I think makes a big difference, so give me the Bears.
That's a great point, John, but I'm going to go with the Niners. I think the Bears, they're due for a poor game or just a
correction.
A game that's not a miracle.
Yeah, market correction.
And this will be it. I mean, okay. They still have to travel to San Francisco. And they're looking ahead to the Lions the following week.
Tom?
Tom is going with the 49ers.
Heather?
Heather's going with the Bears with you, John.
All right. Greg?
Greg's going with the Niners.
And Cookies?
And Cookies is going with the Bears.
All right. That brings us to the Detroit Lions. I'll start us off there. Hey, looking at the Vikings with Max Brosner the only time he started against Seattle. Not great. Threw 4 interceptions. I think even though the secondary is beat up, we'll get some turnovers. I'm going to go with the Lions. Lions laying 5.5 in this game.
Look, the Lions are playing for their lives. They're playing for their season. You know, Minnesota's playing to try not to finish in last place as well, battling with the Lions. You're correct about Brosmer. However, the Lions' defense is not nearly as good as Seattle's. I think the Lions win in a close game. Give me the home dog. All Give right. me the 5.5 at home.
Paul?
Wow, that was kind of surprising, Sony. I'm going to go with the Lions. I just can't envision a world where they can't cover against Max Brosmer playing quarterback. Like, if they can't cover 5.5 against Max Brosmer, there is something seriously flawed with this Lions team right now. Now, we all know that it has flaws, but it should not be that flawed.
Right. Tom?
Tom is taking the Vikings.
All right,
and
Heather?
The points. Heather is going with the Lions.
Oh, she's going against her people. Greg?
Greg is going with the Lions, and Cookies rounds it off by also taking the Lions.
All right, and those are the picks. 97.1.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
It is the Costa and Jansen program. Stoney in for Mr. Costa. Merry Christmas, everyone. Last night, the Detroit Red Wings with a great victory, defeating the Dallas Stars 4-3 in overtime. Highlights to Van Riemsdyk, JVR, the pass between his legs, to Larkin to tie it, and then Larkin the game winner with a great shot in overtime. Gibson wins his 8th in a row, and the Red Wings playing some great hockey right now. A little break, and the Pistons even later last night on the West Coast in Sacramento, they win by 9. They coasted in. They led by, I think, like 18 and going into the fourth quarter. Tobias Harris, 24. Cade, 23 and 14 assists. Jalen Duren, 23 and 13 rebounds. They shot 54%. They're back in action against Utah on Friday. The Wings are in Carolina on Saturday. The other team that's still playing, the Detroit Lions, have a game tomorrow. Real quick, where do you stand on football on Christmas? Are you happy that the Lions are playing tomorrow? Because I'm really not. It has nothing to do with me working either. It's just
so. As a general rule, yes, I love football on Christmas because Santa arrives, we do the whole Christmas presents, and then nothing's open. There's nothing to do. I've mentioned this a couple times. People are like, "What are you doing?" We'll go on a family walk at some point, but I love the fact that there is football on Christmas Day. So we get a chance to watch. And I've been on the other side as well, where I never played on Christmas Day. The NFL's kind of taken that over here in the last few years. But I've had to travel on Christmas Day, had to practice on Christmas Day. You're in the entertainment business.
Right.
And, you know, players just need to accept that. You asked Dan yesterday about playing on Thanksgiving and Christmas. So I'm going a very long answer to get to the short answer. Mm-hmm. Yes, I love having football on Christmas. Now, our local team, I think that's where things get a little bit more murky. We, as a fan base, now it's not a home game.
Right.
So the fans didn't have to modify their schedules, and everybody's already modified it because we've been playing on Thanksgiving for so long. Like, we've accepted that. But then to have our local team playing on Christmas, I know there's a lot of people that would love to have the NFL on as background noise.
Correct.
But now you're kind of forced to pay a little bit more attention. And, I mean, we were all hoping that maybe they would be in a better position right now.
Yeah. Like, when I was a kid, going back, once in a while, there was a playoff game on Christmas.
Right, because the season was much different.
Yeah.
Was there 14 games at that time?
Yes, I believe so. And I think one of the great playoff games of all time, if I'm not mistaken, the Chiefs-Dolphins with the overtime, it was the longest game in NFL history for a while, where the Dolphins, Stenerud missed a field goal, and then Gary Apremian won it for the Dolphins. It was in Kansas City before Arrowhead. But when I was a kid, really, Christmas games were... You had two All-Star games. You had the North-South game, which doesn't exist anymore.
Right,
the Blue-Gray game.
Yeah, does the Blue-Gray game still exist?
I don't know. It was in Montgomery, Alabama, and it was like background noise, and, you know, it was always there. It was the Blue-Gray game every Christmas.
I forgot about the Blue-Gray game. Yeah. I don't know.
You can give me that. I'll give you the Civil War analogies again, but that's what it was. You know?
Yes, it was.
The North was the blue and the South was the gray.
Uh-huh.
That's what it was.
So who'd you root for?
Oh, I rooted for the blue.
Okay.
I lived in the North. You know, and any team that I liked, you know, growing up, if they had a Penn State player or, you know.
Oh, you're such a homer.
Temple or Villanova. You know, maybe Howie Long played because he played the Villanova.
Yeah.
Anyway. We'll be watching obviously the Lions game, and if you're driving around after the game,
I know you got to work.
Me and Jennifer will.
Again, you're in the entertainment business.
Exactly. I have no problem with it. You know, I like it better as background, like you said.
Yeah. Yeah. Wallpaper.
Right. I don't like to have to pay attention to it. But anyway.
Yeah.
There's one thing I wanted to bring up about the Lions. I know I'm digressing a little bit.
No, that's okay.
Off our show sheet here.
We still got another 3 hours.
I know.
Okay.
And we'll get to what was planned later. But I want to ask you something. As a fan, and Brendan is here, and you grew up here too. In our division, are the Vikings the team that we hate the least? Because I know I do. I think I know the reason why. They don't have that many hateable players and haven't over the years, number one. Number two, the Minnesotans, they're nice people. Not that the Green Bay people aren't, but they're like arrogant.
No, they're not.
They're
yeah.
arrogant with the cheese yeah. and all that stuff. And the hell with Chicago.
The cheese makes them arrogant?
Well, when they walk into the stadium, when they walk in the stadium with the cheese, they're you know, foam cheese.
You think they
heads.
Say that about Faygo and Better Made Chips here?
They don't even know them.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
No, I would agree with you. Minnesota is the least hateable team. They have the most hateable announcer, though.
Oh, wow.
Paul Allen, really?
Wow.
Remember when he called out Detroit? Like, out of nowhere in the NFC champ? What is that for?
I know.
And I know he knows he's a homer, but come on, dude. Yes. We need to scale it back a little bit.
Yeah, I guess.
He's calling for injuries on people before and stuff.
Oh, wow, that I haven't heard.
Yeah, but cool. I think it may be even just more superficial than that. I mean, I know they've had good teams.
Yeah.
But even if they've had good teams, you don't really feel like Minnesota is the bigger threat. It's always been Green Bay. They've always kind of been that team, obviously, with some very hateable quarterbacks.
But the Vikings, I hear, have really broken a lot of Lions' hearts over the years.
Sure.
I mean, but even their coaches weren't hate. Like Kevin O'Connell, he seems like such a cool dude. He, you know, even though he worked
for the great coach.
Yeah, he's a really good coach.
Could the Vikings be moving up with J.J. McCarthy under center? moving up on the hateable list?
Well, it depends if it's JJ
or if it's nine. I mean, if it's nine, that's my point.
If you're one of those, you know.
Oh, God, nine's here again. Oh, great.
If
you're one of those who hates players because where they went to college, yeah, maybe it will
I'm a Spartan. I don't think it's that with JJ, though. I think it's kind of just the way he acts in the media.
Yes. All right. We'll hear what's going on in Michigan next, 97.1.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.